Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, we got fireworks already, baby.
Let's go. Bo Nose touchdown.
Oregon Duck to Oregon Duck. Bo Nix to Troy Franklin. Within 2.5 minutes of the game starting, big bomb downfield. Troy Franklin walks in the end zone untouched. Holy hell.
That's what Bo told him. Hey, man, do that thing that we used to do in Eugene. Oh, thing.
That was the best moment for Ducks fans and football over the last 2 weeks.
They needed it.
You're right.
Telling you, they needed it.
I mean, hell, after obviously the playoff and then seeing Ohio State win again and then seeing Justin Herbert's performance last night, the Ducks fans, they needed this.
They needed something good to go for them.
Wow.
You know, so I think they'll definitely take that.
What a start for the Broncos and Bo Nix. Check down artist himself, man. How about that? That's crazy. That check down went 43 yards. That's wild.
They've been throwing it over the top to Mims, to Sutton. Like, kind of seems like almost every game the past 4 or 5 games, 4 touchdowns. I'm shocked that Buffalo got fooled in literally the same exact way. It almost looks like a play they drew up 2 weeks ago.
Well, Buffalo finds themselves down right away in Buffalo. We'll see how this game turns out. I mean, man, can you imagine? Yeah, I think Rashad, you just said it. Like, if Denver goes in, I don't know if you, Schultz, did the commercial. If Denver goes in and gets a dub in Buffalo,
just beats the brakes off of the Bills.
Oh my God,
that would be awesome. And mind you, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, because yesterday it looked like Justin Herbert to start the game. Okay, they're moving well. They've got 6 points on the board, and it looks like this could be a game, and then it wasn't. So I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but if Bo Nix is throwing the ball anything like he just did.
No, that's
did,
what we do. We overreact after, right? Yeah. 2.5 minutes of a football game.
Yep. Well, game's over.
Bills are screwed.
Pack it up.
Yeah.
Bo Nix, Hall of Famer. Check it now.
Let's go. So the other games today, though, Green Bay, Philly. This one's really interesting because you're going to get Jalen Hurts coming back after missing 3 weeks, I want to say, or 2.5 weeks. I know he checked out of that game against the Commanders when he got that concussion, then missed the week after against the Cowboys, and then missed last week as well to wrap up the season. So curious to see what he looks like. I mean, I didn't put it in the picks, but I mean, Eagles are 5.5-point favorites. I would think that the Packers can cover this, but also the Packers aren't in Lambeau. And
no,
it seems
not.
Like that is when they play their best and just are able to keep teams out of arm's reach and then some is when they're at home. But when they're not at Lambeau, this team is not nearly as good. And just like to see how Jalen Hurts performs. Like, we'll see what Jordan Love looks like in this game, too. I mean, he's been great since the halfway point of last season. To think that the Packers were 2-6 last year at one point, and then they just totally turned their season around and are now one of the best teams in the NFL. This game is very intriguing to me. This game and then the Bucks Commanders, they're both like, I don't know what the hell's going to happen. Yeah. I would think that the Eagles, they should win. They should pull this out. But seeing this be a field goal game, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Yeah, I mean, here's the one thing I'll say about the game, just in general today, and even tomorrow. It doesn't feel like there's a marquee game to, like, spend your time on. Mind you, we're all going to watch them because it's the playoffs. But, you know, looking at these matchups, and like, okay, they're good matchups. But nothing that makes your eyes go like, oh, my gosh, can't wait for this game. And then to speak on the Lambeau situation for the Packers, hasn't been as great of a, I don't want to say a homestand for them, but, you know, of 8 games, they lost 3 and 3 to 3 really good teams. The last game, they lost to the Bears at home, just the last game of the season. Now, mind you, it's the last game of the season, so there's a lot. You can take what you want to from that. But they also lost a close one to the Lions at home, you know, towards the beginning of the season. They also lost the close one to Philly at the first game of the season, you know what I'm saying, at Lambeau. And so I think this Philadelphia team...
That was the Brazil game, actually.
The Brazil game, forgive me, yeah. So,
which is basically like Lambeau.
It was like, yeah, pretty much, you know.
One and the same.
For the most part, you know.
Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Sao Paulo,
what a great
Brazil trip,
though, you know, to go to Brazil to play a game. Either way, they had a matchup with Philadelphia early in the season. Didn't go the way that they planned, you know. And so now is their time to... see if they can right the ship. But honestly, I think in playing in Philadelphia is going to be a lot different. I don't know if the elements are going to be a factor today or not, but it's January in Philadelphia. I'm pretty sure that's going to be a factor, but you play in Green Bay, so it shouldn't
say,
be.
But, you know, January in Green Bay.
Much. Yeah, it shouldn't be too big for you. But I like this Green Bay, this Philadelphia team a little bit more than I like what Green Bay is able to do. Although I do really like, you know, where – the Packers organization is going. I love Jordan Love. You know, I think he's somebody that nobody expected him to be as good as he's been over the last couple of years, especially post Aaron Rodgers. You know, those are some big cleats to fill. And he's come out in these last couple of years and played phenomenal football in his second stint in the playoffs.
Yeah, and then tomorrow the Rams-Vikings game, which has been moved to Glendale away from Los Angeles because of the fires down there.
Prayers with everybody from Los Angeles that's dealing with those wildfires.
Did see 35,000 season ticket holders bought tickets to the Arizona Stadium, though, for the Rams. So sounds like that.
Good for the Vikings fans to be able to do that, man, and make that a home game for them.
What are you talking about? It sounds like the Rams fans are going to make the trip because it's the
LA
it's,
fans don't even show up for their team in Los Angeles. You think they're going to go to... So they another just state?
I mean, considering they don't have anywhere to go right now. You know,
maybe they will go to another state.
It would make sense for them to kind of, you know, make the trek out there. Especially right now, I can imagine you probably just need some happy in your life.
A little distraction.
And, you know, for a couple hours, man, or a couple days to make that trip to Arizona.
Hey, don't discount those snowbirds in Minnesota, though. Down south to Arizona.
They're gonna come, and guess what? They need you, snow bunnies.
I'm sure those celebrities hold up in all their 5-star hotels in Beverly Hills right now. We're like, yeah, I got to do something with my money. Yeah, let's go and go to a football game.
Hey, whatever you got to do to make it right now and to feel good.
But that game, again, very intriguing just because the Rams beat the Vikings earlier this year in a matchup. And the Vikings, yes, they're 14-game winners. They have just been a very strange team to me all year, the fact that they were able to do this week after week. Now, I don't know if they're a little bit shaken. Confidence is a bit shaken after what happened against Detroit.
Shouldn't be.
It shouldn't, but gosh, I am just very curious. The Rams are also a very weird team, right? Like, one week they can be putting up 44 points against the Buffalo Bills, right? And looking like one of the best teams in the league, best offenses. And then the next week, it's like, we're going to score 12 points against the Bears.
I think 9 is enough.
Yeah, that one is really all three of these games, maybe outside of the Eagles one. I anticipate the Eagles winning this. But the Vikings-Rams, that's a toss-up to me. The Commanders-Bucks, that's a toss-up to me. I really don't know what's going to happen. I would lean... If I'm going to go anywhere with all three of these games, I'm going to go Eagles. I'm going to go Commanders to pull out the upset at home. But again, like, the Commanders to me aren't that much of an underdog, like the way that they've looked this season.
No, they're not. And I honestly, this whole only one seed, the one seed is going to get the playoff bye, it's going to change things, right? Because if it were the 1 and 2 seed, that kind of makes things look a little bit different. But I think just taking it, making it just one seed that kind of gets the bye, has kind of changed the way we look at it. Because now we look at a team like Minnesota and be like, are they good enough? You know, and considering they won, 15 games or, you know, on the season, like, are they really good enough? Because they didn't get a bye. And so, yeah, we got to remember that the 2 seed is still the second best team, you know, in the division, or excuse me, in the conference at that point. They just don't get the bye anymore. And I think really taking that away, it's kind of giving it a stigma almost that, man, maybe they're just not good enough.